At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We do have to talk about one of the things that took over not just college football, but the entire news cycle this weekend. ESPN got its money's worth covering Lane Kiffin's decision on whether he was going to leave for Ole Miss or leave Ole Miss for LSU or elsewhere. Along the way, John Sumrall got the Florida job. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it came down to, would Lane Kiffin go for LSU and leave immediately, or would Lane Kiffin be able to stick with Ole Miss through the playoff run while still leaving for LSU? Ole Miss decided, nah, you can just go to LSU, and they named Pete Golding the defensive coordinator. And all the while, Ole Miss fans pissed at Lane Kiffin. It seems like Ole Miss is pissed at Lane Kiffin, and I think it's a much ado about nothing.
Oh, much ado about nothing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Lane Kiffin did Lane Kiffin things. I don't know.
Well, but like what do you say he did Lane Kiffin things? What does that mean to you?
He hung around for a while and then he left. And that to me is Lane Kiffin in a nutshell.
Isn't that every college football coach?
I'm not blaming him. That is what you do in that scenario, in that context. Like college football is just it's one big leveling up scheme is all it is. And so like all he did was he fulfilled the prophecy that you knew he was going to fulfill when you hired him.
And by the way, he did so while staying at Ole Miss for more than 5 seasons, so almost 6 full seasons. That's the longest he's been any spot. He did so while leveling up the program. I think he's got the best winning percentage of any head coach at Ole Miss in the last 50 years, and he got them to the playoffs this year. So, like, and Lane even said has kind of let it be known that he wanted to coach Ole Miss through the end game of the playoffs, mm-hmm. and it was Ole Miss's decision to not do that.
Yeah, that was the big hang up, was that he kept pushing for that. And he's done a couple things since that I find interesting. I don't know that I begrudge him for it, but like the idea that if you're not on the plane with me in the next 24 hours, then you're not getting a job at LSU with me. Mm-hmm. Like you have to decide, basically.
Didn't Brian Kelly do the same thing, by the way, with Notre Dame? I could be wrong on that, but I remember hearing something very similar to that. But I digress.
Well, I mean, and so that's why like he's keeping LSU's defensive coordinator now, because as you mentioned, like their defensive coordinator becomes their interim defensive coordinator. Like there's some interesting things that he's done attached to this, but I don't think Ole Miss did anything wrong in this instance, because this is you don't let him coach the rest of the season there. And I don't think Lane Kiffin necessarily did anything wrong either. He leveled up. This is what college football coaches do.
So I actually do think Ole Miss, I think they made it personal. Ole Miss was the one that put the deadline of, and not just that, but with Lane, made sure we're not going to talk about this until after the Egg Bowl. And then they were the ones that had a hard cap on it. And again, I know they're responding to deadlines, but they kind of have tried to strong arm Lane Kiffin in this whole process. I think given what Lane did there, which is better than what Hugh Freeze did, which is better than what, oh God, who was the last chuckle-ass that was in there? Whatever he did. like if you look at the previous coaches, like it's Lane, it's like 2 years of Hugh Freeze and it's David Cutcliffe. Lane is better, like his high point is better than any of their high points.
Right.
I think really what it came down to is Ole Miss got pissed that they're still Ole Miss.
Well, and so this kind of brings up, it's interesting you bring up Brian Kelly, and obviously there's the LSU connection there, but it almost feels like Now, he left Notre Dame, and when he left Notre Dame, it was with the idea that Notre Dame, he didn't think with the resources that Notre Dame had, they wouldn't be able to get to the national title game. That was his big line of thinking, and LSU would offer that up, and then you fast forward, and because of what he built, Marcus Freeman then had him in the national title game. And so I almost wonder, in an interesting twist, if this ends up going down the same way for Lane Kiffin. Well, I mean, you could have already seen the cards that laid out ahead of you. Like, there's a scenario that exists out there where Ole Miss ends up not only achieving everything they want and then some, but off the rock of this ends up having a lot of success.
Yeah, I probably think not.
I think Ole Miss
is like a third tier job in college football.
When Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's a much better job than Ole Miss, obviously. But when he left that was with that idea that you couldn't give me the resources. You didn't want to put in the NIL. You didn't want to do this. I have to go somewhere that will. This move for Lane is not. The money was going to be matched by Ole Miss. It's not necessarily about the money. It's about the resources that he thinks LSU can offer up. And so, like, I it'd be interesting to see if Ole Miss then all of a sudden finds a bunch of money and starts playing at a different rate and a different level.
I think you have a very reasonable take on this. I think I have a reasonable take on this. I think the greater media conversation around Lane Kiffin, it's kind of like the Aaron Rodgers clip where Aaron Rodgers called out Jonnu Smith and the other receivers for the Steelers.
Yeah.
If any other quarterback does that, the national media members are going, what a leader. That's what you want from your quarterback. Aaron Rodgers does it, and he's a clown, right? I think Lane Kiffin did what I've seen every other head coach do in college football, which is we're at the end of the regular season, and I've got a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a decision.
Right.
And granted, he's going within the conference. That is significant. The same point, like, Lane Kiffin should want to leave LSU or want to leave for LSU. It's a better job than Ole Miss. And if Lane Kiffin, now the bar is so low because of Brian Kelly, if Lane just wins a national championship in the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to be set for the rest of his career.
Okay, but I think it would have been perceived better if he had just come out and said, like, basically what you laid out there. I think it would have been perceived better. The part that he lost me a little bit, and I defend Lane. I've always liked Lane Kiffin. I liked him when he was hired by the Raiders. That didn't work, obviously. But I liked him at Tennessee. I liked him at USC. Like, there's been something that I've always gravitated towards with Lane that I like. Where he lost me a little bit this weekend was that interview with Marty Smith that he did. And instead of just coming out and saying, listen, I wanted to go to LSU because I think LSU gives me the resources to succeed. And ultimately, I want to win a national title. And I think they give me the best chance to do so. He brought his dead father into the mix and was like, my dad, when he died, I heard from this program, this program, this program, this program. And the amount of places that he went was valuable because then it told me how many lives you can be impactful with and how many people you can impact. And I just thought that was just a lame message in that moment. Like, don't put it on your dead father. Like, I didn't love that. I just wish he would have just come out and been honest about it and said, I want to go to LSU because I think they can give me the best chance to win.
How do you know he wasn't honest about it?
Well, that's your reason then? Because you want to touch as many people as possible? That's what you're going off of?
I mean, I'm not saying it's the only part.
You can touch a lot of people at Ole Miss, though. Like, it's like the idea that he had to go to a whole new school to touch a brand new set of people. That one fell short for me.
I think the media hoopla around Lane Kiffin, and listen, the reason why it's this year is it is because he is the most prominent coach that I think is going to be changing, geographical locations. So I think that's part of it. I think most of it's just Lane Kiffin. I think it's butthurt Ole Miss fans, which is embarrassing as hell. And I think it's national media members. Like, I'll be honest with you guys, I don't care about coach movement anymore. There are huge buyouts these guys have to pay to leave. And players can leave whenever they want, and players make money now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things that used to make me go, but what about the kids? No, it doesn't matter anymore. There's no loyalty. At least it's all on the table now. But what I don't like is this idea that Lane is some sniveling this, that, the other. I know the guy trolls a bit. I know he can be a bit of a jackwagon. But I think the wrong here, if there's any, is on the Ole Miss side of things. Because we live in the NIL era where players aren't held captive and aren't held the same way. Hell, I guarantee you a couple of kids from Ole Miss are going to be following Lane to Baton Rouge anyway.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Anyways, so it's like, probably. I just think in general, I think the college conversation needs to change. I think we need to stop negging players for doing what's in their best interest, even if in the end, by the way, they make a move that's counterintuitive to that. Even when it's led by family members who might be well-intentioned, like Nico Iamalieva, like, I think we need to stop snapping about that, and I think we need to be over. Like, I think the bigger problem now, and I know Mark Stoops tried to leave for Texas A&M 2 years ago, but Mark Stoops was a guy that had another guy that had as much success at Kentucky as anyone has had since 1982. He had two bad years. And by the way, the bad years were like 4-8 and 5-7, which is not like Vanderbilt bad years. And he got fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think if we want to talk about the lack of, there's only one.
Well, that's why this goes both sides too, though. And that's why it's like important that Lane takes care of himself and does what's in the best interest of him. One bad year and all of a sudden Ole Miss might just be telling him to pack his bags.
Yeah.
Like, it goes both ways. I mean, that's I'd tell that to anybody with just a normal job out there, the same thing, you know, like, that's the reality of the world we live in.
And to me, it's not about NIL. It's not about buyouts and coaches leaving. Like, the idea of loyalty in college athletics has always been a one-sided myth, right? When a coach leaves, he's just being a businessman. When a player leaves, he's not showing gratitude. He's screwing up his life. He's doing all that. Somehow with the Lane thing, we have course corrected that now coaches have to be more loyal than players. Now everybody's on the same level. Right.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing.
No. Now, that being said, I also think Lane was being super sensitive when he got called a hoe. Yeah, like, come
on, buddy.
For
sure he was.
Come on.
For sure he was.
And it doesn't bug you that much.
I also think on social media, he knows exactly what he's doing when he trolls and does different things like that. Like, there's a part of Lane Kiffin where you start to feel like really like, all right, I'm rooting for you. And then he does certain things and you're like, man, you just can't even help yourself. Even this whole fiasco this weekend, like, he didn't. There's not a moment of me that believes that he didn't love and relish in the idea that he took over Ohio State, Michigan, and Auburn, Alabama, and all these big games this weekend, that Marty Smith was trapped following him instead of watching any college football this weekend. Like, there's a part of him that loves that.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.